Maidan Independence Square was the center of the protests in Kiev that forced President Viktor Yanukovych from power. It is still occupied by a small contingent of nationalist militia. They live in tents and survive on donations. Given the current conflict between the Ukrainian military and separatists in the east, Inokenti Travkin says they have no plans to leave soon.
It was planned that we would stay until the election for sure. Given these pro-Russian activities, I don't know. Yeah, we'll stay for a long time.
Many Ukrainians are hopeful the upcoming presidential election will help resolve the crisis.
These elections should happen, it is obvious. Changes for the better will appear if we have a head of state, if he will be worthy and skillful enough to manage.
But others are concerned the fighting in eastern Ukraine will make it too dangerous to hold the election.
They will not happen if the situation in the east does not change, absolutely. I think that Russia will do everything possible to make us cancel the election and create a sense of emergency.
Pro-Western activist Ivan Kurudziak says by moving forward with the election and reform, more Ukrainians in the east will be motivated to engage in the democratic process.
I believe that people from the Donetsk region, simple people, and even some separatist people, if they will listen about changing the country, about concrete steps to change their lives, they will not be in the consciousness of war.
Even though Kiev's protest area is quiet and peaceful, people here remain uncertain about the future and how this conflict will end. Brian Patton, VOA News, Kiev.